This day, oh God, likiara mandi diri shitaria manso rebekea la kadadara manso. We fix our attention to you on today. Hiaraba sanda de mensi liviandor lebe sikiara bahande rebeso. We focus our sights unto you, our minds unto you, oh God. De mensa rabahandai. We set aside this time, oh God, to commune with you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. This time to sup with you, oh God. This time to go to get instruction, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray over our minds, O God, on today. We pray over our ear gates in the name of Jesus. Every arrow that will try to disrupt, every arrow that will try to distract, every arrow that will try to distort what is said unto day, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and rob us from being able to fully get the fullness of what you are saying and what you will speak on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So now we are praying over our minds that we have clarity, that we have understanding, that nothing is confusing for us. We pray over our ears, that when we hear the word of the Lord, that our ears will receive it as it's being stated, and it will not distort it. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we honor you, we bless you, and it's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. We are yet again here for 60 for 60 on our noon hour. We cannot thank you all enough for partnering with heaven. Amen. You're not just partnering with St. Miami in prayer. No, no, no. You are partnering with heaven. And so we are getting ready to pray. But before we do that, go ahead and share this number. Let your friends know. Let your group chats know. Let them know that we are praying, that the people of God, the body of Christ, is meeting with the Lord today. And God has something to say and something that he wants to share with us. So we are going to get started. And so Apostle had preached, he gave an amazing teaching about gates. And I had been sitting with that since yesterday, because it was a continuation from what she taught on at 5 a.m. on yesterday. And if you didn't get a chance to be with us at 5 a.m. on yesterday, you can always go back. We have these prayers are recorded on her website, and you can go to www.sentmiami.com to listen to any day that you've missed, or to go back to the beginning. Amen. To get engaged and jump into the intercession river. Amen. And so what she started on yesterday, she completed it today at 5 a.m. And she was talking about gates and guarding your gates. And I began to sit with that. And when she stated and mentioned how mental deliverance and revelation and truth, how that is powerful deliverance when you get the truth, but also when that truth is worked out and applied, that you come up with a gatekeeping plan. And so I sat with that some more. And I said, God, oftentimes, you know, we don't just have our deliverance and we're like, okay, everything, you know, everything is good. What happens, God? Why is it that when we go through deliverance, we keep going back? What is it? And the Lord started revealing to me about atmospheres. He started to revealing to me about what it is that we speak and how our speech, he started to reinforce how our speech creates an atmosphere for either life or death. Proverbs 18 and 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. If you are coming in on the line, please mute your line so that we don't have feedback on the recording. Thank you all so much. Proverbs 18 and 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat of its fruit. So I sat with that, and I began to ask God, what does this mean? And he began to show me that our speech are seeds being planted. When we speak, our speech are like seeds being planted. So whatever you speak over your mind, over your situation, over your children, everywhere we plant our speech is planting seeds. And so what this scripture, Proverbs 18 and 21, three things that it reveals. It reveals that words carry power because speech is not passive. It produces outcomes. Your speech produces outcomes. It produces good outcomes and it produces bad outcomes. Okay? It also reveals that words carry fruit. Seeds manifest into what we sow. I'm going to say this again. Words carry fruit. So seeds manifest into what we sow. If you want to plant an apple tree, you will certainly plant apple seeds, right? Because your desire is for there to be an apple tree that you reap a harvest from. No one plants a banana tree expecting apples, okay? And so this is why it is important that what you want to be so, you speak it as so, in spite of what you see. And the third thing that it reveals in this scripture is that we become participants in what we speak. It says we eat, okay? The atmosphere our words cultivate is what will be produced. The atmosphere our words cultivate is what will be produced. So in the natural, okay, I'm going to make it plain. Let's take a battery. A battery has a negative end and it has a positive end. When you try to connect two negative ends together and place it in, let's say, your remote control, and then you try to turn on your TV, it's not going to turn on. Why is that? Because a battery works because it has two opposite poles, a positive source of potential energy and a negative source that returns that pathway and completes that circuit. Electricity only flows through that remote when there is a positive and a negative connection, an alignment, when there is proper alignment between the two sides. A circuit must connect to positive and negative for energy to move. So how can we connect this into the spirit? God's word is positive force, and your situation that you're experiencing is negative energy. So when you speak the word of God on your negative situation, it has no choice but to generate power and move that negativity and move it out, okay? So when you speak, it now has power to move that negative situation out. It doesn't have a choice, okay? It's the nature of things. This is what God created. This is how he created it to be. It has no choice but to move when you use the word. When you put your positive speech, when you put the word of God, when you put the bread of life on your situation, you speak it, you place it on there, it has no choice but to move. Oh, God. So, in contrast, what happens when you put negative ends together? Energy can't flow, and power is blocked. This device, this remote, is enacted. It remains that way despite the energy having power stored in it. Despite the battery having power stored in it. Y'all remember where they used to have those Duracell battery chargers, and instead of throwing out your battery, you can recharge your battery, right? You can give your battery power. But if the two ends, the two poles, are not connected in it to a positive and a negative, there's not going to be any power. Energy can't flow. Power exists, but alignment is missing. You got the word, but you're not applying it to your situation, so your situation can't move. You got the deliverance, you got the truth, but the deliverance cannot be sustained because you are not maintaining it by applying his word, by speaking the life that you want to see and the atmosphere you wish to create over your situation. So we receive power through his word. And if we remain in a negative mindset, in our negative situation, then the atmosphere remains stagnant, and stagnant waters produce bacteria, and bacteria contaminates everything that is inside of that water. It will contaminate everything inside that water. So what does that mean? Your continued repetition of negativity, your continued repetition that speaks against what the Lord said, keeps you in an atmosphere of negativity. So you're reinforcing that. So what does your brain constantly see? It's constantly hearing negative words. You'll never amount to anything. Things will always be this way. I'm not a good test taker for children that are on the line. These things, I don't speak strong. I don't have a strong voice. My voice is small. Now your brain is being programmed to see everything that aligns with that. Oh, God. See, our brain was made to protect us. It was not made for processes and coming up with its own thing on its own. It's not created for that. It's created for protection. So if you're constantly fortifying yourself with the negative words and creating this atmosphere, then that's all you will see, because you haven't put anything else in that atmosphere to clean out the bacteria. Okay, so we're moving. Hallelujah. Romans 10 and 10. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. So what does that tell us? Confession aligns with belief. What you believe to be true will come out in what you say. What you truly believe, your inner man truly believes, will come out in what you say. So the question here remains, what seeds of speech are, or am I, so let's make this personal. Ask yourself right now, ask yourself, what seeds of speech am I planting? And whatever it is that you write down or you say out loud, that is the fruit that will be harvested. Yeah. What are the seeds of speech that I am planting? And whatever it is you come up with, that is the fruit that will be harvested. Hallelujah. James 3 and 10 says, from the same mouth comes blessings and cursings. So when we say things like, I don't speak well, I'm not a good test taker, see, this always happens to me, these statements reopen new pathways tied to former patterns of stagnant waters. It doesn't produce life. There's no life in stagnant water. Luke 6 and 45, out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. So this states speech does more than just describe reality. It shapes it. Our speech, it shapes the reality that we are currently in. So if you don't like the atmosphere that is around you, you have the power to change it by what you say continually. By what you say continually. Not, see, your atmosphere doesn't change by what you say one time. Okay? You remember riding a bike? Most of us didn't catch it on the first go round. You fell a couple of times. You had to keep riding that bike. You had to keep riding, and every time you fell, you had to get back up on that bike. And the more you got up, the more you reinforced that, the more you ended up becoming stronger, riding with more strength and confidence. It's the same thing. You cannot change an atmosphere that you are not actively working on. You're not actively speaking to. The Bible says, speak those things that are not as though they were. Speak those things that are not. Just because you haven't seen it yet doesn't mean that it is not going to happen or happening. You have the power to change it. Hallelujah, God, thank you. So if you constantly rehearse defeat, your natural mind begins to see your entire life as defeat. Then you stop wanting. And guess what the enemy wants? He wants to steal your hope. He wants to steal your hope. So this is why it's important for us to speak life over our situations daily. Daily. So that we create the atmospheres we want to see, even if we haven't seen it yet. Even if it's not something that our natural eyes are able to obtain, our spirit can. You got to see a thing before you can see a thing. And so, Father, we come to you acknowledging that you are the giver of life, peace, and freedom. Hallelujah. We welcome your presence into this atmosphere. And we declare that this moment on today belongs to you, O God. Holy Spirit, align our hearts, align our minds, align our speech with heaven's perspective. Remove every distraction and noise that will try to disrupt this time of prayer with you, because we, Father, are changing our atmospheres today. In the name of Jesus, we are establishing new atmospheres and fortifying ones to keep them strong. We thank you that freedom is our inheritance and transformation is our portion, Lord. Hallelujah. We enter this moment with an expectation, for you to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Lord, we repent on today for every word spoken in frustration, every word spoken in fear, self-doubt, or unbelief, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We repent, O God, for words that we spoke, O God, that went against your will. Words that we spoke that went against what you are establishing in us. Father, we renounce every speech that was rehearsed in defeat. We renounce every speech that agreed with hopelessness. Hallelujah. We denounce every speech that was in agreement with negative self-labels and self-talk. Father, we denounce cycles of complaint and criticism over ourselves and our situation. We denounce, O God, every space where we have contradicted ourselves after praying and going back and saying and speaking against what you already declared. And every atmosphere that has been sustained by bondage, we break it now in the name of Jesus. We intercept the hands of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. We declare old narratives are dying today. Hallelujah. We declare old narratives no longer have authority over our lives. We break every agreement with the voice of accusation, with the voice of self-doubt, with the voice of criticism, with the voice of internal dialogue that is self-demolishing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every self-dialogue that opposes truth, Father, we demolish it now in the name of Jesus. Every lingering atmosphere of heaviness, confusion, and stagnation, we command you to leave now in the name of Jesus. Let the air shift, hallelujah. Hey, kura maso, let the air shift, oh God. Let the weight lift, oh God. Let freedom settle in the hearts of us on today. In the name of Jesus, Father, strengthen what you have already began in us. Let deliverance become established through renewed thinking and life-giving speech. We speak life today. In the name of Jesus, we declare our mouths, hey, kiarobosaya, will reinforce freedom. We declare our thoughts will align with truth. In the name of Jesus, we declare our conversations will carry grace. Our conversations will carry encouragement. Our conversations, oh God, it is so, will speak truth. Hey, Yamansuri Bikiai, Holy Spirit, retrain our internal dialogue. What we speak when we're by ourselves. The things we say when we are alone and there's nobody around us. Hi, Yamanso, our self-talk. Hey, Laman, so retrain our self-talk, God, where fear once repeated itself and tormented us. Let faith now speak louder. Drown out every voice, every opposing force now in the name of Jesus. We ask for renewed neural pathways, renewed patterns, Father, renewed patterns of confidence, patterns of discipline, patterns of joy, patterns of peace. Let our minds and spirit come into alignment with the identity that you have already spoken over us. Teach us to guard our atmospheres, Father. Teach us to guard our speech, oh God. Guard what we watch, guard what we listen to, and what we allow to shape our confessions and meditations, God. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. Establish in us an atmosphere that builds and restores. Let our homes become places of peace. Let our relationships be marked by life-giving speech, life-giving words that produce much fruit. Let our workplaces, our ministry, every area of influence that you have called our hands to, let they feel the effects of your presence by what we say and where we stand. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree, O Father God, that criticism is being replaced by wisdom. Hey, Yaman Soul, where we are more so where we are slow to react, hey Karobosai, and quick Hanamanso to hear what you are saying to us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hey Karamanso, we declare, oh God, where there has been emotional fatigue, where there has been stagnation, because Father, we've prayed and some of us are feeling weary in the well-doing of intercession. But Father, we pray on today that the mental noise is ceasing now in the name of Jesus. And we are releasing clarity. You are releasing clarity unto us, O God. Where there has been insecurity in who we are, Father, you are releasing a sureness and a solid rooting in our identity, because our identity is in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you on today. We stand, O God, as your builders. We stand, O God, as your atmosphere sustainers. We are the sustainers of the glory atmospheres. We are sustainers of heaven's atmosphere in our lives, Father. We are maintaining our freedom through agreement with truth. We speak life because life dwells within us. Hallelujah. Our words align with heaven, and it creates room, O Father God, for life. In the name of Jesus, let fresh boldness arise. Let fresh boldness arise. Now, in the name of Jesus, O God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want y'all to make this personal. Make this personal. Make this personal. Declare this. Say it. If you are able to speak, say these declarations to yourself. Say these things. Put an I there. Don't just put a U. Make it personal. I will not return to old patterns or old mindsets because of what my natural eyes see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My speech is a weapon of restoration. Come on, make this personal to you. My words will heal environments and awaken hope in others. I decree and I declare that what God has begun in me will not be reversed, but established in the name of Jesus. Come on, make it personal. I declare and I decree that I will maintain my deliverance. I decree and I declare that my peace will be guarded at all times. I decree and I declare that my mind will remain renewed. Hallelujah. Where I once saw obstacles, I now see opportunity. I'm going to say that again. Where I once saw obstacles, make it personal, I now see opportunity. I decree and I declare life over limitations. I carry an atmosphere of faith that shifts rooms when I enter. Come on, come on. And from this day forward, hey, Yarobosai, from this day forward, my words will align with heaven's design. And I will host an atmosphere of peace, love, and joy all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. 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 Rebanso kurabandai. We bless you, Father, and we thank you, O God, for this time, this atmosphere that we have created. We drink in, O God, hey, yabaso, the newness. We drink in the newness. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. If anyone is on the line and wants to release anything that they felt during prayer, or want to give any encouragement, the apostles, the prophets, or whomever is on the line, you can now do that at this time. The lines are open. Hallelujah.
Grace and peace. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This is Apostle Tej. Thank you for the word. Really powerful and a great reminder. It was a couple of things you said that really like stood out and that was highlighted for me. It was one of them was seeds manifest into what we sow. Another one was we become participants in what we speak. And then you talked about the stagnant waters having bacteria. in them, which contaminates everything. It's just such a powerful word and timely word. And I thought about Proverbs 18:21, the scripture where it talks about death and life are in the power of the tongue. So I thank you for just the reminder on how to basically ensure that we are speaking in alignment with God's word, no matter what the situation may look like, no matter what we feel, what our emotions are telling us, what our feelings are saying, but to continue to have the mindset of faith and to continue to speak in alignment with God's word. That was a good reminder for me, even in my faith and the thoughts that I have. I'm studying for a test right now, and this morning I literally had a test. I mean, a thought that said, I'm not a good test taker. You said that was for the kids, and I was like, ooh, that's me. You know, so I took that and said, oh, you know what? I did not speak it out of my mouth. I did not come into agreement with it. I did pull the thought down, but I just believe it was just God using you to speak to me and to remind me to continue to speak over myself, no matter what I feel or what's going on. So thank you so much for your obedience and your pour today, Pastor Kim.
Absolutely. Glory to God. Listen, you know, this is something that if it's something that you have to literally, you've rehearsed negativity, but you've got to rehearse positivity. I saw something on Instagram one time and it said that, you know, what if it doesn't work out? What if it does? You know, we'll say in our mind, oh, what if this doesn't happen? Or what if this, you know, what if this happens? What if this happens? Or what if that happens? What if it doesn't? What if everything works out? You know, and so these are the things that we just have to constantly, and I'm so glad that you said that and you brought up that example, because the thought tried to come up, but you cast it down. Thoughts are going to come, but when you use the weapons of the word, when you use intercession as a weapon, you pick up that sword and you cast that thought down. That is how you reinforce a new pattern of thinking. So thank you for sharing that, Apostle Fash. Will there be another?
Hi, this is Ms. Pat from South Carolina. Young lady, I'm so glad that you are listening to God talk to you so you could teach us, baby. Lord Jesus. The girl, Lord, thank you. All I could just say is right now, because I'm so full. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Girl, yes, it touched me. I mean, every situation and every aspect of my life right now, on my job, you know, even with my autistic grandbaby. So, you know, yes. Yes, Jesus, I hear you. I hear you, Jesus. Thank y'all. Thank you, Jesus. That's it.
Oh, Miss Pat, we love you. Thank you. I thank God for you, for always coming in with an encouragement and just with just a joyful heart. You have such a joyful heart, and I love that. It blesses me every time you do share, so thank you for sharing. Will there be another? Well, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Listen, it's not over for today. Make sure that you complete your 60 with your 20 minutes or however long God sits with you tonight before you lay your head down. Was somebody coming through?
I'm sorry, Pastor Kim and all the others on the line. Yes. This is P.I.T. Tara. Thank you so much for this word. When you were reading, the Lord brought me to Romans 4:17, and it reads, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believes, even God who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they are. We have to start speaking things as if we have it. You know, sometimes the enemies come in and he try to distract us, even with our words, to try to deprive us, to let us know that we're not worthy of what God has for us. But clearly he said it in his word that we have to speak those things as if they are. So I thank God for your obedience. I thank you for the word today. Thank you for allowing God to use you in such a mighty, mighty way. You blessed me today in so many ways. And I just want to say thank you so much, Pastor Cam. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, P.I.T. Tara. I love you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He is the provider of all insight, intellect, and revelation. And I thank God. I thank God that he unpacked for me today. I thank God that he has given you something today. We bless him. Thank you so much for sharing. Before we close, is there anyone else that would like to come forward? Amen. Amen. We bless God. Bless God today. Complete your 20, or however long God is sitting with you and will sit with you today. And we will meet you back here at 5 a.m. Again, if you've missed any recording, the website is back up. And so you can get those recordings and go play them back. And have that for you at www.sentmiami.com. And we will meet you back here in the morning at 5 a.m. More grace.
More grace.
More grace.